One day Jesus was sitting on the stairs just like this, only he was outside the temple, and he was watching as people were arriving to bring their gifts of money to make the temple beautiful and to help the temple do its work. And he saw lots of wealthy people in fine clothing bringing large amounts of money, bags of money maybe, and giving them. And then he saw a poor woman who came alone and slipped forward with a few small coins in her hand and gave those as her gift. And Jesus turned to his friends, his disciples who were sitting with him there on the stairs, and he said, "Listen, I want to tell you something. Do you see that woman with the torn cloak? She's not wearing any shoes. She has given more than anybody else. Everyone else gave a lot because they have a lot. They were able to give and still have plenty for themselves. That poor woman has hardly anything to live on, and she's given everything that she had." It bothered Jesus a lot that the leaders in the community didn't seem to be very concerned about the situation of this poor woman and others like her who didn't have families, didn't have places to live, didn't have a way to stay safe or a reliable way to get something to eat. Jesus didn't really understand how people could be so willing to say long prayers or sit in the most important places in church and yet not understand that God would not be pleased by their meanness or their lack of care and consideration for the poor widows and the orphans. And we know from what Jesus said that when we give, he wants us to give not because we're trying to make ourselves look good, but he wants us to give to honor God and to help care for others. Now, I don't know if anyone ever gave you this information, but 2 weeks ago, you remember you dressed up in your Halloween costumes and you ran all around with those orange boxes, trick-or-treat for UNICEF. When that was all finished and Mr. Versteeg counted up the money, we had $325 that we're going to be sending through UNICEF. Yeah, thanks to everybody. To help children with food and medicine and places to go to school and clean water to drink. Most of that money came from your trick-or-treating and from the members of the congregation who were here that Sunday morning, but some of the money came from our Wednesday night ministry. Tracy put one of those orange boxes on the table where people get their fork and their spoon and their napkin, and people who were coming because they were hungry and needed a meal or sick and needed to see a doctor, they also gave contributions. So our gift that we're sending comes from our Sunday morning congregation and also from our Wednesday night congregation. So we're going to say a prayer now before you go to Sunday school. Can we find somebody's hand to hold everybody? Thank you, Savannah. Dear God, we thank you once again for the opportunity to honor you and to help care for others. We love you with our whole hearts, and it is our hope to bring joy to you with our giving. Amen.